Yes, what Kalamazoo makes, makes Kalamazoo. Just stop and think about that for a minute, because it affects the lives of all of us every day. The 23,000 men and women employed in Kalamazoo Industries, whose bread and butter, clothes, homes depend on the products made in Kalamazoo factories. The butcher, the baker, the grocer, and milkman who are largely supported by these factory employees. In one way or another, directly or indirectly, all of us here in Kalamazoo have a stake in our hometown factories. Take, for example, the Ingersoll Steel Division of BorgWarner Corporation. Approximately 600 people earn their living at Ingersoll's Kalamazoo Works. They make products sold all over the country. Most of the salaries and wages are spent right here in Kalamazoo. So that you can see for yourself what Ingersoll makes, Ingersoll has a display of its products at the Greater Kalamazoo Exposition this week. But let's hear what Frank J. Nugent, sales manager of Ingersoll, has to say about it.
Thank you, and good evening, friends, neighbors, and fellow workers. As you may know, the Greater Kalamazoo Exposition is being sponsored with the Kalamazoo Rotary Club for the benefit of the Cerebral Palsy Clinic. All the proceeds of the exposition will go to help these crippled children. Ingersoll, therefore, considers it an honor and a privilege to take part in the exposition, and especially wants to congratulate Rotary for such a worthy undertaking. To all your listeners, Ingersoll extends a cordial invitation to see its display. I know you folks will enjoy visiting all of the exhibits and seeing the many wonderful products you and your friends, relatives, and neighbors make every day right here in Kalamazoo. So be sure to take in the exposition for a good time and a good cause.
Thank you, Mr. Nugent. And folks, the employees at Ingersoll Steel Division are mighty proud of the work they do, the products they make, and their exhibit at the Greater Kalamazoo Exposition. Speaking for all of them, here is Henry Price, who for 10.5 years has been a tool and die maker at the plant and is now president of the CIO Union at Ingersoll.
Thank you. Yes, we're real proud of the things we make out at Ingersoll. Stabilizers, bumper brackets, stamped steel body parts for automobiles, spring teeth, potato digger links for farm implements, Ingersoll storm shade, that's a combination of storm window and screen, and especially our brand new line of Ingersoll gas, oil, and coal furnaces. Man, they'll really open your eyes. We're proud of the things because we make them just as good as we know how. And we sure like to have see just how good that is. They're all on display at our exhibit out at the Greater Kalamazoo Exposition. So for myself and all the other workers at Ingersoll, I'd like you to invite you to visit our booth and see why what Ingersoll makes Kalamazoo.
Thank you, Mr. Price. I'm sure we'll all enjoy seeing the Ingersoll exhibit. And now, in order for our listeners to know a little more about Ingersoll and thus to enjoy the exhibit more, here's Dr. Willis Dunbar, who will tell you briefly about the history and activities of the Ingersoll Steel Division of BorgWarner Corporation.
Thank you, and good evening. If you will think back to 1937, when Ingersoll took over the plant of the United States Press Steels Products Company, you'll realize that the Kalamazoo Works is a far different place today from what it was then. Under the direction of Mr. Robert S. Ingersoll, vice president of the company and formerly works manager at Kalamazoo, many improvements have been made, not only in the streamlining of production methods, but in plant facilities and employee relations as well. Today, the Kalamazoo Works is one of the most active of the 5 plants comprising the Ingersoll Group of BorgWarner Corporation. Like practically all great enterprises, Ingersoll's beginnings were small. It all began some 66 years ago in a tiny plant in Sandoval in southern Illinois, where Mr. S. A. Ingersoll, a true son of the soil, founded that company that has borne his name through 3 generations of his family. The original business was manufacturing coulter blades for horse-drawn moldboard plows. Then, with the coming of the disc harrow and disc plow, Mr. Ingersoll developed a disc so superior that he soon numbered among his customers leading tillage implement manufacturers. Thus began the business that today supplies discs to every large implement maker in America. Through constant research, experimentation, and metallurgical developments over the years, Ingersoll has become a specialist in steels that work in the soil and the world's largest manufacturer of discs. And during the past year, through a greatly improved heat treating process, these discs have become even more firmly entrenched in their position of world leadership. In 1904, the Ingersoll business was moved to Galesburg, Illinois, where the disc business was greatly expanded during World War I. Destroyed by fire in 1915, the plant was quickly rebuilt with even greater capacity than before. By then, the company was such a large user of specialized steels, it acquired the Indiana Rolling Mill Company of Newcastle, Indiana. That was in 1916, in order to keep it supplied. Meanwhile, with more and more automobiles being produced, Ingersoll began making automotive clutch discs and discs for wheels. As the business expanded with these operations, Mr. Ingersoll took his sons into the business with him. Right up to the present time, they have carried on the Ingersoll tradition of progress and expansion. In 1929, Ingersoll Steel joined the now famous BorgWarner Corporation. At this point, I think you would be interested to know that Mr. Roy C. Ingersoll, one of the founder's sons and president of the Ingersoll Steel Division, was recently elected president of the BorgWarner Corporation. His two brothers, Harold and Stephen, both vice presidents of Ingersoll, are also directors of BorgWarner. Robert S. Ingersoll, son of Roy and grandson of the founder, is vice president in charge of both the Kalamazoo Works and the Ingersoll plant at West Pullman, Illinois. It was he who directed the production of the Alligator Tank, Water Buffalo, and Beach Buster landing craft made at the Kalamazoo Works during the war and used successfully by the armed forces in the Pacific and Europe. But back to history for a moment. In 1930, the company's plant at West Pullman, Illinois, was started. In 1937, Ingersoll came to Kalamazoo and acquired the assets of the U.S. Press Steel Products Company, which had moved here from Ypsilanti in 1930, taking over the manufacturing plant on East Vine Street, formerly occupied by Youngstown's Sheet and Tube. Since 1937, Ingersoll has greatly expanded the plant on East Vine Street, and about a year ago acquired the Kalamazoo Stove Company plant number 2 on North Pitcher Street. Here at the Kalamazoo Works, which is under the personal direction of Mr. R. A. Anderson, vice president and works manager, Ingersoll today produces complete products or essential parts which serve 4 of America's greatest industries, namely the automotive, agricultural, home appliance, and building fields. In the automotive field, Ingersoll steel stampings are widely used. For farm implement manufacturers, Ingersoll produces harrow teeth, weeder teeth, potato digger links, and other items. For the building field, the Kalamazoo Works makes those fine Ingersoll storm shades, a unique combination of storm windows and woven strip screening that shuts out 85% of the sun's heat rays. And for the home appliance field, Ingersoll is now producing its own line of fine-quality warm air furnaces, designed and engineered to bring the homeowner the finest and most economical heating possible, whether for gas, oil, or coal. Through all the 66 years since its beginning, Ingersoll has relentlessly pursued a policy of design it better, make it better, which in itself is a promise of continuing improvement in the products Ingersoll makes to help make Kalamazoo.